Vice President Kamala Harris had former President Donald Trump on the defensive from the beginning of Tuesday's presidential debate, and it pretty much stayed that way for the rest of the hour and 45 minutes. Harris took the first question on the economy. She pretty much ignored the specific question, instead talking broadly about her vision for an opportunity economy and about what she calls a proposed Trump sales tax, referring to Trump's tariff plans. And with that, she pretty much controlled Trump's first words on what Republicans consider one of his strong issues.
First of all, I have no sales tax. That's an incorrect statement. She knows that. We're doing tariffs on other countries.
Harris's apparent strategy was to get under Trump's skin, goad him into weird statements, and knock him off his talking points. She talked about Trump being fired by 81 million people, and she described world leaders laughing at him. At one point, she invited people to attend a Trump campaign rally.
Because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you.
That caught Trump's attention.
People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back. Our country is being lost. We're a failing nation.
Harris warned early on that people would be hearing a lot of lies from Trump, but she did not spend much time fact-checking him. She pretty much let her body language do that. But the two debate moderators did weigh in twice, once during questions on abortion. That's when Trump took credit for overturning Roe v. Wade, and then claimed some Democrats support abortion, in his words, in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th month, and probably after that. That's where moderator Lindsay Davis stepped in.
There is no state in this country where it is legal to kill a baby after it's born.
The other fact checked came during questions on immigration, when Trump repeated a false rumor about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Illinois.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
Moderator David Muir said ABC reached out to the city manager of Springfield.
He told us there had been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
But the people on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Both candidates were guilty of occasionally dodging questions and resorting to vague talking points, as when Harris was asked about the war in Gaza, or Trump on the war in Ukraine. But they also leaned hard into some of their favorite points, like Trump, who put immigration at the center during questions on the economy.
You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has, destroyed our country with policy that's insane. Almost policy that you'd say they have to hate our country.
Trump claimed that countries like Venezuela have falling crime rates because they're sending us people from their prisons, adding that FBI crime statistics to the contrary are a fraud. Harris had a quick response.
I think this is so rich, coming from someone who has been prosecuted for national security crimes, economic crimes, election interference, has been found liable for sexual assault, and his next big court appearance is in November at his own criminal sentencing. And let's be clear where each person stands on the issue of what is important about respect for the rule of law and respect for law enforcement.
Trump also raised immigration again when he talked about the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol in 2020. Moderator David Muir asked whether there was anything Trump regretted doing or not doing that day. Apparently not.
Peacefully and patriotically, and nobody on the other side was killed. Ashley Babbitt was shot by an out-of-control police officer that should have never, ever shot her. It's a disgrace. But we didn't do this group of people that have been treated so badly. I ask, what about all the people that are pouring into our country and killing people that she allowed to pour in? She was the border czar, remember that.
After the debate, the Trump campaign claimed victory. but beyond that, the general consensus was that Harris carried the day. Whether that will swing any votes is another question. The general wisdom is that debates don't really matter that much. A post-debate Harris campaign email opened with the line, "Debates do not win elections." But the last two debates have seemed rather consequential. And minutes after Tuesday's debate, music superstar Taylor Swift sent a message on social media to her 283 million Swifty followers, saying she watched the debate, she's going to vote for Harris and Waltz, and, she says, the simplest way to combat misinformation is with the truth. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.